Read situation one and the item. Now listen to the conversation. Emily and Jason are talking about work.
Where do you work, Jason?
I work at the Flowers Cafe in the mall.
Really? Me too. But I never saw you at the cafe. Do you work there every day?
No, only on the weekend.
Oh, okay. I work there from Monday to Friday.
Now complete item one. Read situation two and the item. Now listen to the conversation. Jessica is buying clothes.
Excuse me, how much are these skirts? I can't find the price.
Oh, these are on sale. It's $20 for one skirt, but $30 for two.
Oh, two skirts for $30? That's cheap. Are there any red ones?
Sorry, we only have black and gray ones now.
Okay, I'll just take this black one then.
Now complete item two. Read situation three and the item. Now listen to the conversation. Rachel and Michael are talking in a mall.
Great to see you again, Rachel. What are you doing here?
I usually have lunch here. How about you?
I'm buying a cake for my son's birthday. He's going to be 7. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow. He's so big.
Hey, his party is tomorrow afternoon. Would you like to come?
Sorry, Michael. I'd love to, but I can't. I'm going to a baseball game tomorrow.
Ah, that's too bad. But have fun at the game.
Now complete item three. Read situation four and the items. Now listen to the conversation. Andrew is talking to a waitress at a restaurant.
Was everything okay for you today?
Yes, the meal was delicious. Thank you. But that was too much pasta. I feel a little heavy now.
But it's excellent pasta, isn't it? Did you enjoy the salad?
Yes, the tomatoes and carrots were very fresh, and the dressing was really special.
Can I get you any dessert? Our chocolate ice cream is the best in town.
Just a regular coffee, please. That was really a lot of food.
Sure, I'll bring your coffee right away.
Now complete items 4 and 5. The test continues on page 19. Read situation 5 and the items. Now listen to the conversation. Laura is talking to her father about a health problem.
Hi, Laura. Oh, what's the matter? You look upset.
I really don't feel well. I have a terrible headache.
Did something happen? Did you hit your head at basketball practice?
No, nothing like that. I don't know. Maybe I ate something bad at the cafeteria this morning.
Oh, do you have a stomach ache too?
No, Dad. I just have this horrible pain behind my eyes. It really hurts.
Should I take you to the doctor?
No, Dad. I just want to close my eyes and rest for a few minutes. I think that'll help.
Okay. Well, let me know if you need anything.
Now complete items 6 and 7. Read situation 6 and the items. Now listen to one half of a conversation. Jack is talking to his friend Olivia on the phone.
Hi, Olivia. It's me, Jack. How are things? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. There's a lot of noise. Should I call back later? Ah, that's much better. I can hear you perfectly. Anyway, I'm just calling to ask if you want to do something this Friday. Maybe dinner and a play? Oh, you're going to a movie with Katie? That sounds fun. What are you going to see? Oh, thanks, but I've already seen that one. Not really. I was a little bored, actually. I don't know. I guess I was expecting more action or a more interesting story, at least. Oh, no. You should see it. But listen, maybe I could meet you and Katie after the movie. Should I do that? Oh, I see. No, don't worry about it. I understand. But hey, let me know if your plans change.
Now complete items 8 and 9. The test continues on page 20. Read situation 7 and the items. Now listen to the conversation. Amanda is meeting her friend Patrick at a cafe.
When did we last see each other, Patrick? Was it in, April?
Even longer. Maybe February? At the country music concert? I can't remember. But tell me, how have you been?
I'm good. I'm starting a new job next week. I'm looking forward to it, but also a little nervous.
Come on. I'm sure it'll be great. And what about Jim? How's he doing?
Well, not so good lately. He's been working long hours, having trouble with his boss.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks. But how about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been taking cooking classes after work, and it's been fascinating. We should get together sometime so I can cook for you guys. I bet my Spanish lemon cookies will make Jim feel much better.
He does love cookies.
Now complete items 10, 11, and 12. Read situation 8 and the items. Now listen to the conversation. Nicole is talking to her teacher, Mr. Kushner, about her exam grade.
Hi, Mr. Kushner. Do you have a moment? I'd like to talk to you about my exam.
What seems to be the problem, Nicole?
Well, I don't understand why I only got a 70.
I'm sorry if you're disappointed, Nicole, but your grade is final. Maybe you should study more and try to do better next time.
No, it's not that. I feel fairly confident about my answers. The problem is, I think there might have been a mistake when it was checked. There were three parts, right? Writing, listening, and reading. But I don't think I got any points for the reading section.
Let me take another look. I see. It seems you're right, Nicole. The grade for the reading section is missing. I'm sorry for the mistake. I will add the missing points and fix it in the grade book. Thank you for letting me know.
Thank you, Mr. Kushner. I really appreciate it.
Now complete items 13, 14, and 15. The test continues on page 21. Read situation 9 and the items. Now listen to the conversation. Lisa is talking to Eric about her job interview.
So, how did your job interview go, Lisa? Do you think they'll offer you the position?
To tell you the truth, Eric, I'm not feeling very confident about it. Initially, I had thought I was prepared, but afterwards, I felt a little unsure about my answers.
What do you think was wrong with your answers?
Well, for instance, they asked me to describe my biggest weakness, and I said that I tend to be impatient. I am impatient, but if I had thought about it more, I might have made it seem more positive. Like, I could have talked about how I'm impatient to finish major projects, so I always meet my deadlines.
That doesn't sound so bad. I wouldn't panic if I were you. I'm sure you're still a very strong candidate.
At first, I was so nervous, I actually sounded frightened. Little by little, I calmed down, but after each question, I would hesitate before giving my answer.
Honestly, that doesn't sound so terrible. It's natural to be anxious at a job interview, and hesitating isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can even make a person appear more thoughtful.
I just wish I had done better. I really want this position, and I know I'd be perfect for it. Ugh, this is so frustrating.
Lisa, I've known you for a long time, and I know how good an impression you make on people, so I find it hard to believe that you did so badly. Don't beat yourself up.
Thanks for the kind words, Eric. I really appreciate it. Anyway, I really need to calm down and stop thinking about it. There's nothing I can do now but wait.
Now complete items 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. This is the end of Section 1, Listening. Go to page 23 and begin Section 2, Reading.